It's Paul Marsh here on Express, just gone 25 minutes past 11, and I am delighted to say that I've been joined in the studio by Tommy and hopefully Jake on a Zoom call from the Max guys. Jake, are you there first?
Hello, yeah, can you hear me?
I can hear you, Jake. How are you, mate?
Yeah, hey.
Are you well, Jake?
Yeah, I'm all good. How are you doing?
I'm good. Tommy, how are you, mate?
I'm
you good?
Not too bad. Yourself?
I'm very good, thank you.
Good.
Delighted to have you in the studio, and Jake, delighted to have you as well. We play your music so much here on Express. We play it all the time, and obviously with the local music show, and then we play it during the day. So it's always nice to get, because I know it's difficult, especially to come in live during the day, because I know work and everything else like that. So thank you for coming in. I really do appreciate it.
No worries. Thank you for having us.
Between the two of you, I'll let you two sort this out between yourselves. Just sort of very, very quickly, tell us about how you guys sort of came together and how, you know, how the Max began.
So I'll take this one, Drake, if you want to, and you can carry on if I miss any parts. But okay. So we used to do a thing, some lessons together called Ready to Rock School, where I used to be a drummer, Jake used to be a drummer and blah, so we knew each other mutually, and I used to do my own stuff acoustically, and then I thought, no, I want a band now, so I gave Jake a text, gave our guitarist a text and our drummer, said, look, do you want to come for a jam? So we got together in a rehearsal room and we were all kind of clicked, and then kind of just ran from there, really.
And then the next thing, you know, you're playing gigs and everything else like that.
Yeah.
Was there ever a conversation about, like, the direction that you wanted to go, the music that you wanted to make?
Well, so when I was writing my stuff acoustically, in the back of my head, I've always wanted a band in my acoustic stuff, so it sounded a bit weird when I was playing live acoustically.
Yeah.
So, from the get-go, I was writing like indie rock songs. But, we've written some stuff now that I didn't think we'd be writing.
Okay.
So it's like some slower stuff and some more anthem stuff.
Jake, how was it playing at Icebreaker earlier this year?
Oh, it was quality. Given that we were given an earlier slot, we were like, okay, there might not be too many people here. And then what, 5-10 minutes before we actually went on, the pub just absolutely, filled up, filled to the brim. It was quality. Definitely one of the best gigs we've done. It was just really good during the day. And then out for a few beers after.
Which is definitely one of the best things about Icebreaker, isn't it? We were down there. Obviously, Express was covering the whole thing. I didn't get down there till later in the evening, but everybody I spoke to said that literally at 12 o'clock, people were queuing to get in venues.
It was crazy. Yeah, it was so busy down there.
So obviously, you did Icebreaker. Which is obviously, you know, the festival is getting bigger and bigger every single year. And then you supported the Native at Wedgwood Rooms. What's it like playing at the iconic Wedgwood Rooms?
It's brilliant. It is brilliant. And especially that band that size are doing really well. Jake, you was really have that, wouldn't you, when they showed the Native?
Well, because obviously, it's the first band that we've supported that I actually listened to beforehand.
Jake, you're not supposed to say that, mate.
Well, no, you know what I mean? Like, one that's like in my place I continuously listen to. And then we got the message from Fitz, do you want to support them? And I was over the moon with that.
And what were they like as people? Were they all right?
Yeah, they were lovely.
Yeah, they were really nice.
Because that's...
There was tips on how to know when to go on a tour. Just really nice and approachable.
Because that's always the worry, isn't it?
Yeah.
I've interviewed a lot of people. I've always been in that situation of, I would say 95% of people in the industry are absolutely brilliant, but there is always that small portion that aren't, unfortunately.
Yeah, of course there is. Yeah, but they were sound lads. They were sound. We were chatting to them. They had a few beers with them. They're lovely lads.
And then obviously, you know, you got all the new music coming out and everything else like that. Look, we'll talk about your new song very shortly. We're going to play Anywhere. Is there, you know, a particular, you know, the style and sound? You said it's evolved as you've been recording. With your earlier stuff, was there sort of any influences, anything that you were listening to a lot that you were thinking, I really like this and this is the direction that I want us to go in?
Yeah, I don't know. I think it had a bit of... Maybe a bit of Radiohead or Pink Floyd, the angelic kind of Simpson, that maybe. But it's very different, it's very slow. But to be honest with you, I can't really remember what I was listening to. It's so long ago now. But there definitely was someone there. But them kind of bands, sort of slower bands, and all the kind of airy kind of Simpson that.
Right, guys, let's talk about the new song that we're going to play very shortly. Let's talk about USA. First of all, I love it. It's such a short pop punky kind of upbeat and in your face track. I really, really like it. I know it's kind of self-explanatory, but tell our listeners about it and where the idea came around.
So this song we actually started by Jake. It was the first song we kind of wrote together as a band, but this is the first release that Jake kind of had the idea of. So I'll let Jake start this one, I think.
Yeah, so we're just in a practice. I love my slap bass as it is. So I was just messing around. Came up with the intro to it. I think I came up with the first verse as well, didn't I?
Yeah, that's the one. Yeah, yeah.
Recorded on a voice note, sent it to the lads, and they're like, "Oh yeah, that's good. That's got legs." So yeah, from there took it to the next practice, and it just stemmed from there, didn't it? And
yeah, ran with
just,
it.
Yeah, it got better every time that we sort of practiced it. And then took it to the studio, and our producer, he's brilliant. He sort of brought it to a new level with the structure. All of that, and the idea. So it's about obviously girl going to trip to the USA, heartbroken about it. So sort of your head's all over the place, and that's why the song doesn't make particularly too much sense. during the writing process, he's head's all over the place and just doesn't really know what to think. That's that.
Did it change much from like its conception to like the finished product that we've got once it went into the studio? Because it sounds quite raw, and it sounds quite, like I say, like pop punky kind of thing. So I can't imagine that it changed that much, did it?
To be fair, it changed quite a bit. So obviously there's a solo at the end. I don't think, if I remember rightly, Jake, there was never used to be a solo.
Okay.
Until like the last minute, we thought, no, there needs to be something more. There needs to be something more.
A way to finish it. Yeah.
And I think it might be. It's a very good finish. I mean, it's my favourite song of the four at the moment.
It is very good. We'll play that very, very shortly. So you've got a big gig coming up at the end of the month on the 28th of April, which is literally 5 days away. I keep saying that. April's got away from me. So 5 days away, you are supporting The Chase at The Joiners. So have you played The Joiners before?
Never.
The Joiners is such a great venue.
No. I played there acoustically years ago, but never as a band, so I cannot wait.
Yeah, it's got a real... Yeah, I love it. It's so compact, and it's got a real vibe about it. That's going to be a real good one. You guys must be really looking forward to that.
Yeah, we are buzzing. Again, Jake, it's a band you know as well, isn't it? We're buzzing about it.
Yeah, The Chase, yeah.
Yeah, we're buzzing.
Yeah, so I've been listening to them as well.
Are you sure, Jake? Yeah. You're not just saying that, are you?
No. I love all my bands that are sort of up and coming. Tommy can tell you, every time I'm in his car, I found this new band, listen to them.
Yeah, like, who?
And
who?
This is one of them. When we got the message about that, again, over the moon. Looking positive for all the support acts. Well, not support acts, for all the support slots we're getting now. Hopefully from here it just gets bigger and better.
Is there any tickets left, or is it completely sold out?
No, it's not sold out. Yes. You can grab tickets from our bio and our Instagram. Still get tickets. So come along.
There are literally just a handful of tickets if you want to go up and see the boys. Yeah. Not only obviously you get to see the Max, but you get to see The Chase as well. So that's going to be a great night out. Yeah. And like I say, The Joiners is a fantastic venue as well. It's one of my favourites in the local area. Seen some great bands there actually. After the 28th, after The Chase, what have you got lined up with return, sort of, festivals and other bits and pieces all over the summer?
Okay, yeah, so we've got...
What can you tell us? Because I know this is always we've got all of this booked and I can't remember what I'm allowed to talk about.
So we've got one more gig on the 11th of May, again in The Joiners again, so we're in Southampton quite a lot next few weeks. We're supporting a band called Mega Sun Machine.
For
their single release. And then other than that, it's not that I can't tell you, but it's going to go a bit quiet. I mean, we're going to book some more in, but it's going a bit quiet on the gig front, so... Just focus on recording and writing songs,
booked.
Really.
Get them booked. Get on these festivals. Get on the festival scene. Come on. Listen, we're about to play you the track USA. If you're sort of sitting there, if you run a festival, especially local festival, aren't you? Hint, Victorious or whatever. then have a listen to this song and get these boys on the lineup somewhere, because they are absolutely fantastic. Look, Tommy, thanks for coming into the studio. Jake, thanks for joining us on the Zoom. We really do appreciate it. I know you're only just releasing USA, but whenever you've got a single out,
Yeah.
Let me know. If you know, if we can get you in the studio to talk about it, we will. If we can't, then we'll play the track and everything else like that. But I just want to wish you guys the best of luck.
Thank you so much. I think
that what you're doing is absolutely amazing. And like I say, I really do believe that you guys could be in that next bracket of bands that could go and do something.
Thank you. I hope so.
Keep up the good work. Listen, we've got the easy job. Okay, you keep making the great music and we'll keep playing it. It's that easy.
Sweet, perfect.
Okay, right. So this, thank you very much, guys. This is The Max and this is USA.